2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Carey on KSL News Radio.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's KSL's Unrivaled. It's Alex Keery and Scott Mitchell, and we are at the Utah RV Super Show. We're having a great time already. Boy, everything, time flies when we're at the RV Show, Scott. We get to chat with people, hang out, and we got a lot going on here. So come down and visit us at the Utah RV Super Show. If you have not been to the Mountain America Expo Center and done the RV Show, as I adjust my microphone, it'd be a fun time. Bring the family down. You get a bunch of money off if you bring a bunch of cans of food for the Utah Food Bank. Scott, let's jump in here. We got a lot of things we need to get to. When we last left, we were just talking with Mitch. I want to get to something that Mitch had said a few minutes ago before we get into an amazing Shaq quote. Because, yes, if Shaq talks about the Jazz, we're going to play it. Only yes. If it's a positive thing.
That's super positive.
Yes. So we'll get into that in just a second. But Mitch was talking about, we were talking about A-Rod and how when he was at, I'm fascinated by this idea that he, while he was at Utah, he just was not ready for that play calling position. You know, it was like they were kind of doing the co-offensive coordinator thing there, kind of doing it at BYU for a minute, and something clicked where he became a play caller that has some swagger now, and he has, and he's another guy in BYU's line of good play callers that is knows what he's working with. I just wonder if it's almost like quarterbacking where you go, yeah, it took a while, but now I know what I'm looking at. Now I know how to call these offenses.
It's not only that. You just learn things from people as you go along. You pick things up. You get in enough situations. It is a lot like being a quarterback where the only way to gain experience is to get out there and to call it. And when you're a coordinator and you're looking at that, you know, as an offensive coordinator, you're looking at defense, you're like, how do we attack them? What are they going to do? What would be the right call in this situation? And you don't have a lot of time. So it's like the game goes so fast when you're a coordinator, and just kind of keeping up with it and letting the game slow down takes some serious time. And when you're a guy like A-Rod, who, you know, he's in a situation at Utah where you also have a head football coach that's probably very conservative in his allowing you to call certain plays. You know, maybe he holds it tight to the vest, or maybe you have players that can't do certain things.
Right.
You're kind of limited. So
yep.
So it's a challenge, you know, and to finally get into a situation where, you know, I believe he has total autonomy at BYU. They've got great personnel there now. It's figuring out how to fit all the personnel into it. But, yeah, that experience really, really helps you. And so there are times where one situation may be bad for you, and then the next one you're just amazing. And so much of it is just the situation you get into and the people you have around you, and
I'm interested
kind of
to
the
see,
timing of everything.
You know, one of the Jeff Grimes, of course, got the gig at got the offensive coordinator gig at Baylor, and they're going to be taking on Baylor. And I just think, oh, these guys are going to be in each other's heads during the game. That whole, I know what he's thinking here, or oh, what would he do in this situation? And you know,
and you can overthink it too in that situation.
Sure.
Go, oh, he's going to do this, and then he kind of tries to throw you off. The,
right.
The reality is guys aren't going to change for the most part who they are.
Right. So I've been impressed so far, and I hope that A-Rod has continued success there at BYU. Yeah, I don't think BYU is going to, blow everybody out of the water here. I think that they're going to still be that. I think their ceiling is probably still at 9 wins. If we're being honest about where BYU is going to probably end up, because it's not going to be easy sledding. I mean, it's still a very young team, a very young quarterback.
And, I think it's really wise for BYU to just take it one game at a time right now. You had a big win last week. You got a lot of tough teams on your schedule, and
yes.
you start getting too far ahead of yourself, you're gonna get out of rhythm, and someone's gonna come up and bite you, and you don't want that to happen. Stay in the moment, play in the moment.
Would somebody come up and bite us here at the Expo Center? Do you think?
Probably a lot of people.
I hope
would.
Not. Yeah. Jeez, somebody will come up and bite you. When you said that, I kind of had to look around. Hey, I want to get to some Jazz talk, some hot Jazz talk, real quick, because we're only what, Scott, a month and a half.
We're not far from
We're
the Jazz.
We're a month and a half from the Jazz starting their 2021-2022 season. And I wanted to roll out something that Shaquille O'Neal had to say about this Utah Jazz team. Scott loves anything positive that Shaq can say about it. And he says, well, just take a listen, because he uses the word Lakers in there. And so that also perks up our ears if you're Jazz fans. Take a listen.
Utah.
Yeah,
you talk with Donovan. They got Donovan Mitchell. What else?
Oh, hey, I'm gonna be so hard on Rudy this year. Rudy coming with a vengeance.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
okay.
Rudy coming this year.
So you got Shaq saying the team that presents the biggest challenge to the Lakers
in the West
are the Jazz.
Yeah.
And Stephen A. doesn't believe it, which I think is hilarious. Like, he goes, they got Donovan Mitchell. Who else? I'm like, the three-time NBA Defensive Player of the Year. Mike Conley, who came back, another an all-star guard. I don't know why people need to question where the Jazz are. I think the reality is the onus is on the Lakers. They've added a bunch of old and busted pieces. When you've added Carmelo Anthony to an already aged out almost LeBron James, and when you bring in all these guys who, you know, how is it that the Lakers are still favored in all of this?
When you talk about A-Rod a minute ago and you said, you know, is he better? And a lot of times when you keep teams together, which the Jazz did, they get better. And I think the Jazz will actually be better this year. They've had more they have the ability to have more versatility when they get into the playoffs. They can keep people healthy this year. I think the Jazz are a serious contender. There's no way the Lakers, with the age that they have, it's probably Karl Malone and Gary Payton type of time for the Lakers. It's just a little too late, a little too little for the Lakers. And you've got LeBron. I'm not even sure that the Lakers are the biggest threat in the West. I mean, it might be.
I love how they act. Like they add Russell Westbrook, and suddenly that's it. And you go, okay, what are the teams that Russell Westbrook has really added to? Oklahoma City, how far they go in the West?
Every year the Jazz have figured out how to do more in the playoffs from adversity, right?
Yeah.
And I think last year was one of those. I think the Jazz are going to contend for a Western Conference final this year.
Don't get my hopes up. It's too early, Scott. The season hasn't even started yet. Leave that for another month and a half. But if Shaq's going to say nice things about the Jazz, we're going to play it. We'll take a break here. We'll come back. We've got more to go right here. It is KSL's Unrivaled. We've got our MVPs coming up in just a little bit. But first, Scott, we are here at the Utah RV Super Show at the Mountain America Expo Center here in Sandy. We've done this every year that our show's been together. So this is our third, fourth time we've been here. This is a fun time. And I've been coming to the Utah RV Super Show longer than that. I know Scott has too. Both of us have used RVs, and it is something that absolutely is a game changer for your family. When you go on trips and you can go out there and you can actually hit the road and have those massive adventures and take a home on wheels with you, it is amazing. So you can start that adventure right here at the Utah RV Super Show. Visit UtahRVSuperShow.com. You can get discounted coupons there. Also, they're doing this whole thing, Scott. If you bring a can of food for the Utah Food Bank, you get a dollar off adult admission for up to half off. So if you bring 5 cans, you get $5 off of that admission, and it helps get the food bank going. It's an awesome deal.
Yeah, great cause you want to be a part of. But look, unplug from the distractions and plug into your family. That's what they're doing at the Utah RV Show. Amazing deals. Come check it out.
Hi, I'm Jake.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.